Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Brother Williams, we can go ahead and go with the show. It's on live.
Have we already started?
Yes, sir. You go ahead. Open up.
Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, in Radio Land and to our ministerial panel, it is time for Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. This Christian broadcast of the Church of Christ is being sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. And we have the ministers, Brother Lewis Parker IV, who is the minister, and Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is one of the co-ministers of that congregation, who also are part of this panel tonight, along with myself, Brother Leroy Williams Jr., and Brother James Johnson of the Par Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas.
Yeah.
We are glad to be on tonight to share with the world the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many in America tonight are celebrating the demonic. They call it Halloween.
Yes.
It is called a children's holiday, a celebration for children. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not the will of God. It is demonic.
Amen.
It is not Christian, but it is demonic.
Amen.
The Catholic Church started All Hallows Eve many hundred years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was rumored by their philosophy that this night all of the evil spirits and all of the demons would come out of their restraints.
Amen.
And they would be allowed to just go all over the world and all over the countryside and terrify folks. Mm-hmm. Dead spirits would get up out of the grave, and they, whatever house they lived in when they died, they would go and terrorize the residents. People would be traveling back and forth, down the street, down the countryside, on the roads, and they would be terrorized by demons.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea of trick-or-treat was that if these demons came to your home or came to where you were, if you would put to give them a treat, they wouldn't terrorize you. Now, I don't know what a spirit can do with apples and oranges and candy and cookies.
Mm.
Because spirits are not flesh.
Amen.
But supposedly, this would appease the evil spirit to where it wouldn't terrify your household. And then, if you're walking, and if you're riding, and if you're traveling on the road at night, on this night, then if you would disguise yourself as a fellow demon, a fellow ghost, goblin, witch, or demonic persona, then the demons would be tricked. They would be fooled, and they wouldn't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about celebration. It all stems from a pagan celebration of the Lord of Evil, Samhain.
Mm-hmm.
They say he was Lord of the dead. Well, God is Lord of death. He has the angel of death as his minister. But we're talking about the Lord of Evil.
Yes.
The Lord of demonic.
Mm-hmm.
And Samhain was celebrated in pagan religion.
Yes.
Thousands of years ago.
All right.
And the custom was borrowed from generation to generation, starting in Europe.
Yeah.
Now it's over here in America.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, many people are dressed up.
Uh-huh.
They dressed up as ghosts and goblins and witches and mummies and skeletons and frightful monsters.
Yeah.
And they dressed their children in this kind of garb and let them go out and knock on people's doors, little demons and little imps asking, talking about trick or treat, looking for candy. Many people have been guilty and have been found guilty over the years of doing things to try to harm children this night.
Yes.
Children that receive poison candy. They receive fruit with razor blades and all kind of stuff in them.
Yes.
Have drugs injected into the food
yes.
that they're giving the children. And
man.
Stop
them.
Mm-hmm.
About 20 years ago, a man actually gave his two children some poison candy that killed them.
Yeah.
It was found out that he had taken out a $500,000 life insurance policy on each one of his children. And when they found out that daddy was the guilty one, it ruined his whole plan.
Yeah.
He went to jail, didn't get any money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see all of these things that's going on. This stuff is being resurrected tonight all over America.
Yeah.
They had a Eastern terrorist, a Middle East terrorist that just killed 8 people and injured about 15 more in a truck crash that he did in New York, in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
And so he did that tonight. And you know what? He did it because people were out and about.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 6 o'clock in New York, and little children are already being led out and by their parents after school to go out and trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that where the incident, it was near an elementary school where children were getting out of school at 3 and 3:30, getting ready to go home so they can go out and trick-or-treat. And this man wound up killing 8 people, injuring 15 others.
Mm.
Okay? Why? Because he knew there was going to be a crowd out on the street tonight.
Amen.
He rented a truck, Home Depot, Brother Parker, and went and drove it, directed, and hurt those people. I'll tell you,
man.
Ladies, the demonic is not in. The demonic is all around us every day.
Amen.
But it's amazing how on a night like evil-minded people, evil-hearted people, unrighteous and unreligious people are getting ready to let their hair down and show their evil and their corruptness.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are having Halloween parties, Brother Johnson. Halloween parties. They had one last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're having one tonight. They're getting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a party. They're getting drunk and celebrating Halloween by getting drunk. Little children are being sent out on the street in costumes and all kind of stuff like that to go trick-or-treat for candy and bubblegum. And it's all going to be a social problem. It always has
been.
It is not Christ.
Amen.
The Catholic Church tried to Christianize Halloween, but they couldn't do it. And it's still not going to work.
Amen.
They started and now they can't stop it.
Amen.
It's been going on for thousands of years, and they can't stop it. They decided that the day after Halloween is All Saints Day. Tonight is All Satan Day, All Devil Day, and tomorrow is All Saints Day. It's not stopping the problem. It doesn't cure the problem. It's a lie. But if you have people who are even Christians, even members of the Church of Christ, are celebrating Halloween.
Yes.
They got their yard decorated with jack-o'-lanterns and witches and goblins and monsters. The jack-o'-lantern is a pagan symbol of evil.
Amen.
Read the Old Testament. They carved the pumpkin. That's what the jack-o'-lantern is. It is a demonic symbol.
Amen.
You got people decorating it. And members of the Church of Christ are doing it too, Brother Parker.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have the truth, the whole truth.
Nothing but
the
truth.
Naked truth.
Amen.
Nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Only the truth can set you free from the demonic.
Amen.
Only the truth can give you the wisdom to know how you ought to live. How to serve God in your life. Christians are not to celebrate Halloween.
That's right.
It is a devil worship day.
Amen.
We don't worship the devil.
Amen.
We worship Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He is crucified. We worship the one who died for our sin.
Amen.
We will honor him,
amen,
and we devote our life to him daily.
Amen.
We're not celebrating,
amen,
his death and his work tonight.
That's right.
We are celebrating Christ and his gospel of salvation tonight. I'm so,
amen,
glad that we're on this broadcast tonight, Brother Parker. I'm so,
yes,
glad that the church has seen fit to have this broadcast every night, every Tuesday and Wednesday night, every week this year. We expect to teach the gospel tonight.
Amen.
We need to teach people how to save their souls.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel of Christ is the only thing that can save you from hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Condemnation.
That's it.
That's where the devil lives. That's where the devil is going to be. And the devil is inviting you to go home with him. And tonight is a good night for it. He wants some folks to be killed,
yeah,
shot,
yeah,
stuck, ran over in big, bad car wrecks, poisoned, and poisoned to death. He wants children to die tonight. And he's happy that America is celebrating Devil Day.
Yes.
But I tell you, ladies and gentlemen,
amen,
we're not happy about Devil Day.
Amen.
We are happy that this is a day that the Lord has made.
Uh-huh.
We're going to rejoice,
yeah,
and be glad in God and in this,
amen,
day, Christ's sake.
Amen.
We're going to teach you the gospel. Jesus says in Mark 16, 15 and 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that,
amen,
not the gospel shall be damned.
That's it. Amen.
Ladies,
amen,
and gentlemen, if you don't believe the gospel of Christ, you are already damned.
Amen.
You know why? Because,
yes,
you were lost in sin until Christ brought the grace of salvation by his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
Christ,
amen,
is the Lord,
amen,
of death.
That's it.
He is the conqueror of death, hell, sin, and the grave,
amen,
for all,
amen,
believers. You got to believe in Christ. Don't give Satan any place in your heart.
Amen.
In your heart of faith.
Amen.
In your spiritual life.
That's
Don't
it.
Let Satan have no rule or control over you. All this celebration all over the United States tonight and all over the world is about celebrating a desire of the flesh.
Amen.
We want,
amen,
to make our flesh happy. We want to feel good. Do you know that the fleshly mind is a carnal mind and it is the enemy of God?
Amen.
It's the enemy,
amen,
of the spiritual mind. And we in Christ don't celebrate Satan.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
amen,
we're calling you to a celebration of the Holy God, the Holy Savior, the one true God, Jesus Christ, who is God and our Savior.
Amen.
First,
amen,
and verse number 10, he is the living God. He is the everlasting Father. He is,
amen,
the Lord of peace. He is the King of kings.
Amen.
The Lord of lords. The,
yes,
Savior of the world. He came to save us from our sins.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. He comes to condemn us. He came to save us.
Amen.
Satan is here to condemn us.
Amen.
Satan started, yes, condemnation work in the garden.
That's it.
When he deceived Eve, and when he lied to her and caused her to sin, and she in turn gave it to her husband, who knowing better deliberately sinned.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Mankind has to deal with mortal death, has to deal with lustful flesh.
Yes.
Our flesh lusted to sin.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ,
amen,
the spiritual mind of Christ, the mind of faith in Christ, the acceptance of his holy will, his righteous salvation,
mm-hmm,
is the only escape that man has today. We,
amen,
need to teach Jesus Christ and his salvation.
Amen.
We need to teach it to our children. Don't teach your children to be ghosts and to have honor and respect and to consider demons and evil spirits as playthings.
Amen. Amen.
They're not taking
yeah.
seriously. The devil is a serious God. He is a demonic and a devilish God. He is the God of condemnation and hell.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to recognize Satan for who he is and don't let him in our mind.
Amen. Amen.
Don't teach
yeah.
our children that he's something to play with. We want to avoid the devil and, his angels.
That's
and
it.
His servants.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why people don't understand that false religion is damning. It's going to take you to hell.
That's it.
You're here to teach
yes.
people that religion has no salvation. There
Amen.
Is true faith, one true baptism, one true church, one true God, Savior, Lord, who's above all, through all, and in all of you who have obeyed the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Obey the truth. You are lost in your sin. You are condemned to hell. And if you don't repent, you're going to hell.
That's
you
that.
Are on
yeah.
to hell except you stop, repent, and turn to the gospel of Christ and obey it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We just want to tell you tonight, it's time to serve the Lord.
Amen.
It's Jesus
Amen.
The devil time, Jesus time.
Amen. Amen.
Let's have a prayer. Let's have a word of prayer together. We're going to preach the gospel
Amen.
Tonight. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to turn it over to my ministers, my fellow ministers on this panel. God, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for this
Amen.
Day. Not because it's a day of the celebration of the demonic, but it is a day of opportunity
Amen.
For men to know
yeah.
the truth and be saved. It's a day of opportunity for we as ministers and preachers of the gospel to teach the word to the world.
Amen.
To the
Amen.
Dying and perishing generations of men who are being deceived by the deceitful and trickery of Satan.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank,
thank you.
You
for the guarantee. Christ.
Amen.
Amen. This
Amen.
Every week. Thank you for the ministers and the members who support preaching the gospel around the world.
Amen.
Thank you for this minister and Brother Johnson, my co-minister, who are part of and who have been invited to participate in this Bible discussion. Thank
Amen.
You, because we know that the truth will set every man free.
Amen.
Amen.
Condemnation.
That's right.
From the deceivableness of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know the truth.
Amen.
Thank you,
yeah.
God, for an opportunity tonight. Bless us tonight. Maybe somebody, there's surely somebody that's listening in tonight that wants to be saved,
uh-huh.
that wants to obey the gospel.
And Amen.
Dear God, we pray that that honest soul will be honest enough to repent, to confess Christ, and to be baptized for the removal of their sin.
Amen.
Yeah.
The only church written in the Bible
is
the Church of Christ.
That's it.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, we turn it over to you to bring a gospel message for us tonight. God bless you.
We want to thank Brother William for that presentation. He's done a wonderful job. By this demonic mess going on, it is a bad thing going on. The 31st of October is just another blessed day that God has blessed us with.
Amen.
And take advantage of that for thousands of years with the Catholic Church, and he was right.
Yeah.
One thing about the Word of God is going to condemn it anyway.
It's the truth.
Because the Bible does not teach us to celebrate a Halloween or Christmas Lord, that kind of a Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
is every day.
Amen.
The day that God lets you live,
yes,
and see another day, that's Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
We are thankful today to be here on this side of life.
Amen.
We don't know when our turn is up, but we better hope that we are in Christ before it's too late.
Like
brother what you said, if we're not in Christ, we're going to hell.
Yes.
That's just the way it
Amen.
Is. I'm not going to preach something soft to you and let you get away with it. Hell is for real, church.
Amen.
Hell is all over the place.
Yeah.
If you just keep on reading your Bible, you will find out that folks are leaving this earth going to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because they won't surrender to Christ
yeah.
and do what he tell them. They got this attitude with Christ. Act like Christ got to save them.
Yeah.
He better save
yeah.
me. Oh, no, God don't have to do anything.
Amen.
He can let you go to hell if he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But he's giving you a choice to get it right on planet Earth.
Amen.
See, Brother Amen. Always said, those that want to go to hell, go into hell in a handbasket.
Yes,
sir.
Yes. That's the choice. If you don't repent and be baptized, like Brother William said tonight, that's why you're headed
Amen.
For hell.
Amen.
Cannot enter into God's kingdom.
No.
God will
yeah.
not accept it.
Amen.
He was letting us know in John chapter 8, verse 21 through 24.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in Christ, then you're in Satan.
Amen.
And Satan is on his way to hell, and you that follow him is on your way too. See, a lot of folks are religious, Brother William and
yes,
Brother
sir.
Parker. But they're
Amen.
Not saved.
Amen.
Christ is not coming back for religious folks. He's coming back for saved folks and righteous folks that are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
If you're not in Christ, you can forget it.
Mm.
You can't be saved after death.
Amen.
You got to be saved before death. Now, God just gave you a chance, ladies and gentlemen, tonight
yes.
to hear his word.
Yes.
He gave those people on the day of Pentecost a chance to come alive through the gospel.
Amen.
They obeyed. They repented.
Yes.
And they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Notice something about that name. It is very, very important.
Amen.
They were not baptized
Amen.
In the name of the Baptist.
Nope.
They were not baptized in the name of the Catholic.
Amen.
They were not baptized in the name of the Mormon, the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist,
mm-hmm.
the Presbyterian.
Yeah.
They were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can read it right in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38.
Yep.
Amen.
By his own self. Bible don't need no help.
Amen.
God don't need no help. He told his preacher, his minister, his angel, go preach the gospel to every creature.
Yes.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, if you want to go to hell, just don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is free.
Amen.
Don't stay forever. Stay, come out. You see, folks don't realize, brethren, that when you go to hell, you can't come out. You can go in,
Amen.
But you can't get out.
Amen.
You see, a man can go to prison, Brother William, for 20 years, and he can check out. He has done his time. But when he go to hell, he stays
Amen.
There, never check out, and
Amen.
Never have no time.
Amen.
He's just down. And eternity. And what makes it so bad or so self-righteous folks they think they're getting away with, and when they go there, they think they're going to get a glass of water.
Mm.
But they're not going
to
get
nothing. No.
Just hell.
No,
oh,
no.
man. Just burning for eternity.
Fire.
Fire. And I ain't talking about no fire that's on your soul.
No.
I'm talking about that spiritual fire that
Woo.
You put out.
Woo.
Burn up for eternity.
Yeah.
The Bible tells me in Jude 1 and 23, we are to pull them out of the fire.
Amen.
How do we pull them out of the fire? By the gospel.
Amen.
We tell them the truth.
Amen.
John chapter 8 and verse 31 and 32, Jesus said unto the Jews that if you continue in my word, You are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
God's
right, and we know he's right.
Yeah.
There's only one church in the Bible. Why is everybody trying to get in? God did not authorize. God did not authorize a Baptist church.
Nope.
He didn't authorize no Baptist church.
Amen.
He didn't authorize no Lutheran church. He didn't authorize none of them churches.
No.
Amen.
He authorized the Church of Christ.
That's it.
Right there in the book. It's in the book, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Romans 16 and verse 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss as the Church
of Christ.
Christ salutes you.
Amen.
There ain't no other church in the Bible. We got all kind of churches and all kind of ministers teaching all this old false doctrine and telling lies.
Amen.
There ain't nothing but hypocrites in the churches. And they're billing that everybody's a pastor and a reverend now. But God.
Amen.
In Job chapter 32 and verse 21 and 22, he said, if I give man flattering titles, I know my maker will soon come and take me away.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a flattering title. I'm not to put you above God, above any man. The Bible, Matthew 23, verse 8 and 9, we are all called brethren.
Amen.
I ain't none of your reverend.
Nope.
I'm your brother.
Amen.
That's what I am. That's what the Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15. He said, in my count, our beloved brother Paul.
Brother Paul.
He didn't say that about Reverend Paul.
Nope.
He didn't say that about Apostle Paul. He said, brother Paul.
Yes.
Paul is our brother in Christ.
Amen.
Spiritual brother. Oh, we got
Amen.
Stop, Brother William. They're not preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, they're preaching Satan lies.
Amen.
You know tonight about that demonic mess going on. They just fooling around here, fooling themselves. A Halloween. Ain't no such thing as a Halloween.
Amen.
Ain't no such thing as a Christmas.
Nope.
The Lord even
talking.
All you got to do is read Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 through 4, and it'll tell you about all that mess.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We got so many people blind to the reality of the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
They're spiritually blind, Brother William. They
can't. Yeah.
Oh, they messed up. America's messed up, Brother Parker.
Yes.
And we got all sin in the world.
Mm.
All kind of sin. Brother William preached on it Sunday from Romans, the first chapter.
Oh, yeah.
And verse 18 through 32, he brought a beautiful job on. It's so messed up. Everybody sinning, homosexuals, everybody getting married to one another. They know that. Bible condemns it.
Yep,
they still trying to play that role where you my husband and you my wife, two men married and two women married. That's sin before God, and they go on
that.
Yes, amen.
The Bible tells us what to do, and we say God lies. That's what we say.
Yes.
We call it God a lie. If God said repent, we don't repent. We call it God a lie.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
It's so sad that we sit up here in America and throughout the world and call our God that's in heaven a lie. We won't accept the truth, so we just go along with anything.
Yeah.
Well, we're not in the Church of Christ. We're not going along with it.
Amen.
I don't care what Obama did. I don't care what Donald Trump's saying. We're not going along with it.
Yeah.
We're going along with God and God and the Church of Christ together. If you don't want to hear the truth, then you want to go to hell.
Amen.
We're not going to back off. You think we're scared? No, we're not.
Nope.
We're not backing up. We are soldiers for Christ, and we are at war right now.
Amen.
And we will
fight.
We'll fight to the death. I'm going to say it again. We will fight to the death.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be ye faithful unto death.
Yes.
We ain't backing off. who got a lot of preachers. They scared to stand up for the truth. In the brotherhood sat. Yes, they scared to tell the people the truth. Oh, they're going to leave the church. Let them leave. They're going to hell anyway.
Amen.
You leave God's family and go to a family that's not right. You on your way to hell.
Amen.
That's it. You ain't going nowhere. You can't escape God.
Preach.
You can't escape God, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care who you are. If you go to the bottom of the sea, God, so I can go there too, and I'll see you there.
Yep.
If you make your bed in hell, I'll see you there.
In the grave.
If you make your bed in heaven, I'm there. Yep. So where you going?
Okay.
Amen.
From God. God sees everything.
Amen.
Even the devil can't get away from it.
Nope.
God sees it. Come on, don't think God ain't sitting on that throne looking down.
Yes, sir.
God got it all covered. He got the whole thing in his hand, as a songwriter said, and the devil can't even get away.
Amen. Amen.
The devil went to hell and take about many of them with him.
Amen.
Because they won't
repent.
They just won't repent, Brother Parker. They so stiff-necked and uncircumcised Jews. Uncircumcised people today.
Amen. Amen.
God say, oh, man can come up with all kind of moderation things, but it ain't going to help their soul. I don't care how much knowledge man has. He can't bring you back to this life if you die in your sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Still going to hell if you don't get it right. I don't care how much nothing to do, Brother William. If you ain't in Christ, you still lost.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that, and we know it. No matter how long you live, if you live to get 100, if you live to get 120, and if you haven't obeyed God's will, you still going to hell.
Amen.
You ain't gonna get away with it. You're not going to get away with it. Some people running around here, brother. I'm 80 years old. Okay.
There was
last night, boasting, I'm 94 years old. So what? If she ain't in Christ, she's still dead. Sold on her way to hell.
I know the Lord.
Man. That's the first thing they holler. I know the Lord blessed me. Guess what? The Lord can bless both sides. But guess what? One of us is going down and one of us is going up.
Amen.
And you've been faithful to Christ, you can go up freely. But if you haven't and you're not in Christ, you're going down and you're going to suffer what you suffer now.
Amen.
Amen.
You suffer now, just go to hell. And go there and stay. God said you're going to burn for eternity. I don't know how long eternity is. You're just burning. Can't get a glass of water.
Nope.
Just down there. Just read Luke, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 19 through 31. Ask that man about it. He's there, and he's still there.
Ask the rich man.
Ask the rich man about it.
Amen.
And I still to tell you the story, because it's in the book.
Amen.
And God's not going to take it out. God put it in the book.
Amen.
And we sit up here and act like we got it all wrapped up, Brother Williams, and we won't do what God says. But, oh, that day is coming when we got to lay down in death. And then you know where you going.
Yeah.
You already know. You're either going up or you're going down. One way or the other, you got to meet Jesus before you leave here.
Amen.
Amen.
I told you something about people, Brother William. When it comes close to death, they look over to the side and look at you and look at me. Then they look up and say, oh, and they land on their back. They're looking dead in God's face.
Oh, Lord.
How did the old Lord save me? But God look at him.
Man.
Why didn't you do what I told you while you had the blood running warm in your veins and you were able to get around? But you didn't do what I told you.
Amen.
Now you're going to suffer and you're going to pay the price.
Amen.
You're going to pay the price. And the price is hell. Brother Parker.
Yeah.
If you go there, you know you messed up.
Amen.
You can't come
Amen.
Out. People don't realize that hell ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
That fire is real. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to scare you. We're trying to help you before you get there. If you decide to go there, that's your fault. Don't come hollering about, well, Lord, I didn't have a chance. Yes, you did.
We wanted
the church. We wanted those on the outside and on the inside.
Amen.
If you don't stay with Christ while you're on the inside, you go on to hell.
Amen.
You got to be faithful for you
get.
Those that got in the Lord is going to go to heaven.
Amen.
Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But the Bible lets us know if we don't get our clothes together, brother, we're weak to go there.
Amen.
We got to get right with God.
Amen.
Oh, this world is dying fast. Oh, Brother William, you telling me about eight. I didn't get to catch that news today. About you saying eight people got killed in New York. And the,
Eight killed
in one day?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
In one hour.
Ooh, 15, Lord. I bet your name was saved.
15 injured.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I even checked the news, but I didn't even pay no attention to it today. Because I hear so much tragedy going on. And people, you know, people act like, oh, God is going to favor them in the condition they're in. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. God expects obedience.
Repent from sin.
If you do not repent, you're going to hell.
Amen.
That is the bottom line to it. We're not going to pull no punches with you. And 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, he says, see, you have purified your soul by obeying the truth and the spirit of the brethren.
Yes.
If you don't purify your soul, you going to hell.
You got to obey.
You got to obey. That's a command from God and not from your preacher.
Amen.
Your preacher don't get it right, he going to hell too.
Let him go.
Huh? In Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 29, he said, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord.
Yes.
In Romans 10:17, so faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
What is the problem? You ought to be getting on the telephone tonight asking somebody to preach. I want to be baptized into Christ. This might be my last night on planet Earth.
Amen.
You don't know where death lies at.
Amen.
We do not know, and we think we're getting away with it. God has sent his preachers to warn the people.
Yes.
We are to warn you. Now, you don't take heed. That's between you and the good Lord in heaven.
The
good Lord is sent his preachers, and he's going to tell you at that judgment day, go to hell. Because you ain't God. I don't even know you.
No.
Why? You don't know me, Lord, because you do what I told you.
Amen.
Well, you're going to tell you, I sought my ministers, and you didn't listen to what they had to say from my book.
You refused it
from the book.
Amen.
See, we're trying to warn you. We're trying to help you.
Yes.
We're not preaching demonic mess tonight.
No,
we're
sir.
Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All those who are not
Amen.
In Christ to get in before it's too late.
Amen.
Amen.
It's so sad. America done went to the dog, Brother Parker.
Yes.
America didn't try to repent. All kind of sin going on. Just sinning. And then it just slipped in the back door of the church now.
Yeah.
And they just sinning.
Well,
I got me three and four women. And I'm all right.
Amen.
And I'm getting all the money and the honey at Brother Parker Faith.
Mm.
And still going to hell.
Amen.
They ain't getting away.
Mm.
Oh, God. See, what they're trying to do is hide behind the title saying Church of Christ.
Yeah.
But they're sinning in the world, Brother Parker, will you?
Yep, yeah.
Amen.
Living in the flesh, and you cannot please God in the flesh.
Amen.
You cannot have a fleshly mind and worship God.
Amen.
If you please, think you pleasing God in the flesh, you better check yourself. You better stop yourself by the scripture.
Repent.
And if you don't repent, you're going to hell.
Amen.
I don't care who you is. The Bible says hell. We ain't gonna pull no punches back and say you can get away with it. But bottle full of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
It's all over the book. People get mad with us, brother, because we say that word.
Mm.
Y'all trying to preach us into hell. No, we're not. We're trying to preach out of it.
Save you from here.
Yes.
We're trying to preach you into it. If we start preaching into it, guess what we do? We wouldn't tell you nothing.
Amen.
Just let you go.
Party.
Just go ahead on. You can go on if you want to. But we're trying to preach you out that God is backwards.
Amen.
That it comes
forward.
They're going backwards.
Mm.
You see, God has never wanted his children to go backwards. He always wants us to go forward.
Amen.
God leads, he don't lead backwards. He leads forward. Satan leads you backwards.
Yes, sir.
Satan the one leads backwards because Satan said, keep on doing it. Just don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You covered. Yeah, covered for hell.
Amen.
That's where you're headed. Because, see, Satan's door is never locked. Huh?
Nope.
It's not locked.
Amen.
But you know what? He locked it out. You go in.
Out.
You locked in while he's at.
You be sure.
Yeah.
That's okay. Am I right about it?
Yes,
when you get to Jesus, that's heaven. You got to stop at the door. Can't walk in Jesus' house think you're going to get away. He got to check your lips. Let me tell you something, brethren. Now, listen to this real good.
Yeah.
Brethren, hear this. If your name is already there in the book, you already going up because your name represents Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But if your name ain't there, you're talking about I did all this good work. Because first thing, it's your name there.
Amen.
You better keep on repenting. Just keep repenting.
Amen.
I don't care if you repent all day. I'd rather repent all day, Brother William, than not repent at all.
Amen.
Huh?
God, go to
hell.
Amen.
If you repenting, God will still open the door. But if you die and don't repent, you're going to hell.
Amen.
That's just the way it is.
Amen.
You can accept it or you can reject God's word.
True.
You ain't hurting us.
No.
See, you're not hurting us. Really, you're hurting yourself.
Amen.
Because you knew what to do and you didn't do it. And then don't come calling. Well, let me get my brother. Let me get Brother William or Brother Johnson or Brother Parker on the phone. Now, y'all come to the hospital and pray for me. Too late. God won't help you.
Amen.
He will not put you in Christ. If it did, those folks on the day of Pentecost should have been in Christ. I imagine some was trying to pray, but it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work.
And be baptized in
The Bible says baptized in the Christ. And we fight. And you know what? You know, that's why the devil fights so hard. He knows once you get baptized in the Christ, he done lost that battle. So what he got to do, he got to try to destroy you with the same thing you was already doing.
Trick.
And we say, treat are for kids.
Trick for kids.
That's what Satan does. Trick for kids. And he tricked you right back into the stuff you was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you was a student or a smoker or a liar or a thief or a fornicator or a homosexual, Satan used the same thing.
Yep.
He'd put a little style to it to make you think you all right and you're going to hell. And if you got for your brother, you know what? It's a sad thing. A lot of us in the church hate one another.
Going to hell.
And going to hell on top of that, too.
Amen.
So God say you walking in darkness.
Amen.
And
sin
leads to hell. And there ain't no hope.
Amen.
And what you going to do now?
Ain't no sin in Christ.
That's right, Brother William. Ain't no sin in Christ.
No.
And Romans 8, chapter verse 1 and 2, and also in 1 John 3 through 5. Ain't no sin in Christ.
No sin.
Now, if it ain't no sin in Christ, what you better do? You better get your life straight in Christ. You better walk right. You better walk right, ladies and gentlemen. You better get right before you leave this planet Earth, before you get on sickbed.
Amen.
You can't be saved on deathbed.
Nope.
Ain't no such thing. There's nowhere in the Bible teaches that.
Amen.
He used to teach that old man. Well, you can be saved on Satan's bed. That's a lie. If you do, you show me a passage in the scripture. I don't read that in God's word.
Amen.
He ain't said nothing about the deathbed
confession.
And deathbed confession and all that foolishness. He ain't said nothing like that. You die in sin, you just lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Be saved.
Nope.
The Church of Christ is still here. Why don't you become a member of the Church of Christ?
Amen.
Why don't you obey God?
Amen.
Obey God.
Amen.
To reward you.
Amen.
God, the only person, can give you eternal life.
Amen.
The devil can't give it to you.
No.
He only can give you eternal damnation.
That's it.
If you go to hell, you're going. There's no coming out. Many folks are just going to hell. Already in hell and going on in there. All that Brother Williams say all the time, all they got to do is die.
Yep.
And that's it.
Just die.
Amen.
And then close the book.
Amen.
Because God already judged. See, God is judging this radio broadcast tonight.
Right now.
He's judging it. And
if
it's not right, you'll cut it off.
Amen.
Huh? If it's not right, you'll cut it off. Because God ain't going to put up with no lying stuff.
Amen.
We got to preach the word.
Yes, sir.
Just like it is. Whether people like it or not. See, we know we got enemies, Brother William, Brother Paul.
Yes.
We got more enemies than we do friends.
Amen.
Everybody will get ready for it. Sometimes you got to walk alone with God.
Amen.
See, Noah had to walk alone with God.
Yes. Yes, sir.
See,
Amen.
6 and 8, Micah had to walk alone with God.
Yes, amen.
He had all the people against him.
Yep.
Abraham
amen.
Had to walk alone with God.
Amen.
All the people was against him. Apostle Paul had to walk alone
yes,
with God.
Did. Yes, sir.
Amen.
And we got to do the same thing.
Amen.
Walk alone
yes.
with God. Because we got him trying to destroy us.
Yes.
Let him. Why? Because God said, I got you covered. I got you covered both ways. How do you know, Brother Johnson? Well, let me show you an example. Jeremiah went to prison many times, and chapter 20 and verse 7, Jeremiah said, I don't want to preach his name no more, but he said, but the word is like fire all shut up in my bones.
Yeah,
Jeremiah just kept on preaching. Jeremiah preached for 40-something years or 60-something years, they tell me. Step on preacher.
Yes,
brother, we got to keep
Amen.
On preaching. We can't back off because somebody don't like us.
Yes.
Or somebody threaten us.
Yes.
Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
If your wife don't even love you, keep on preaching the word of God.
Yes.
If your family hates you, keep on preaching the word of God.
Yes.
God is number one in your life. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all
Amen.
Righteousness shall be added unto you.
Amen.
The only way you're going to get to heaven, you're going to have to follow Jesus. You got to trail Jesus. That means you got to walk that very thin line.
Yeah.
That line that leads to everlasting life.
Right
Matthew
now.
Chapter 7 and verse 14.
Yes.
You got to
Amen.
Walk. You got to do it. It's going to cost you something when you serve Christ.
Yes.
It may cost you your life.
Amen.
Your physical life.
Yes.
But remember now, you got a spiritual life.
Amen.
That God has given you.
Eternal.
Amen.
You're on your way to heaven.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Just keep on going. The Lord, I'm in your hands now.
Yes.
You use me. You do it.
Amen.
Amen.
You help me to make it. Man can't do nothing for us on this planet Earth.
Amen.
If God don't do it, we are already in hell.
Amen.
For life.
Yes.
In hell, Brother Will.
Yes.
We are lost for eternity. Let me tell you something,
Thank
brethren.
God.
I'm going to give it a close on this one. Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Give up. The reason why I can say that, brethren, because the devil is not going to quit fighting us, and we got to fight him.
Amen.
All kind of ways. But we got something that he can't handle. We got the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We got
Amen.
Truth. Satan can't handle that.
Amen.
He only going to do is run from it.
Yes, sir.
Huh? You drop them scriptures on heavy.
Yeah.
Drop them heavy like a hot potato, Brother Parker, you always say. And watch out Satan's eyes and his followers. They get to running and running over each other.
Got to move.
They got to move.
Amen.
They can't do nothing about it.
Amen.
They can't stop the word
Amen.
Of God. Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17, the Apostle Paul said, "For so much in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome.
Yes.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ,
yes.
for it is power of God unto salvation."
Amen.
First to the Jew, also to the Greek.
Yeah.
For it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And the just shall live by faith.
Yeah.
Hey, we got it made in the shade. All we got to do is stay with the gospel.
Amen.
To your God.
Yes.
And preach the word.
Amen.
Preach it every opportunity you get.
Preach it.
Especially when you're up in that pulpit on Sunday, you just knock them dead. Just keep dropping all over the place. They're going to hear something, or they're going to get up running.
Knock them devils out.
Knock them out. See, the devil needs to be preached out of the church.
Amen.
Hell needs to be preached out of the church of Christ.
Amen.
Because
that's
out.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of sins are coming in.
Homosexuals
try to slip on in the back door and try to walk down the aisle and sit on the front seat.
Yeah.
Amen. Hypocrisy in the church.
Oh, front row.
Front row of it. Got brothers to get along with brothers.
Yeah.
Preachers to get along with preachers and members and teachers.
Hating one another.
Envy. It's just envy. If I get you mad with me. If I get new clothes, you mad with me.
Mm.
If I'm doing better, you mad with me. But guess what? God has blessed me to get it.
Yeah.
All I got to do is serve the master.
Serve God with it.
God, you know what?
Amen.
God, that he blesses us to become spiritual rich.
Amen.
You know, I remember this one with this one here, Brother Wayne. This is a good one. Now, you know what? Curtis Mayfield, Michael Jackson, James Brown, and many of the Elvis Presley, they were physical rich down here.
Yes.
But they died poor. I said I'm lying. They died poor. How you know, Brother Jackson? Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
See, I can ask my Father what I need. Hello, world. God gives you what you need, not what you want.
Amen.
Let me talk to you, brother. He's giving us salvation right now.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Yep.
You don't need nothing else but salvation. Salvation is in Christ.
Amen.
Verse 12.
Yes.
Titus 2 and verse 11.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:9. Huh? 2 Timothy 2:10.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is in Christ. And the Bible says in Psalms 119:155, the salvation is far from the wicked.
Amen.
Can't even get it unless they be taught and obey the gospel.
Obey the truth.
That's what we're talking about.
Amen.
Are you ready tonight?
Yes.
You have heard it. Do you believe it? Are you ready to repent? Are you ready to confess? Are you ready to be baptized into Christ? Acts 2:48-47.
Amen.
And there's no other way. And the Lord says he will add you to the church. You do not join the church of Christ.
Amen.
The Lord adds you to it.
Yes, sir.
If the Lord don't add you to it, you're not a member of his family.
You're not in.
You never get in until the Lord adds you to the church.
Amen.
You, Brother Parker.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, brother, for those wonderful lessons tonight. And we hope that those who are listening might obey the word of God. Into the church of Christ nears you and go and be baptized into Christ Jesus. Jesus is your everything. He is everything. You know, sometimes on earth here, folk get caught up in their jobs or caught up in the money they got in the bank or whatever they save and everything, caught up with this foolishness on earth. Now, it's good to live a good life on earth and be blessed on earth, but heaven is where we want to go. Nobody wants to stay here on earth forever. Amen.
Amen.
And after you leave this earth, you got to go one or two places, to heaven or hell. Now, which one do you want? And nobody really wants to go to hell, but they, you see a whole lot of people out here acting hellaciously in their life and don't care where they're going. And you ought to see some of these people out here that don't care anything about heaven, God, or hell, or Satan, or nobody.
Yeah.
Just have a good time down here doing anything that they want to do. Amen. And we know that we had that dope to hit America real hard, and it's still hitting it hard, and folk are just smoking up and dying and overdosing and going to hell. Amen. Making a quick journey on down there. Don't even live any kind of life on earth. Jesus is our everything. But my God shall supply your every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hooray! Philippians chapter 2, 4 and verse 19. And we find out that also, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible says, Philippians chapter 4, I'm sorry, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You can do everything through Christ Jesus and through him only, the thing that strengthens you. Again, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can conquer this world if you love Christ and Christ loves you. And you're a member of the body of Christ and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You can conquer this world and go to heaven. And the Bible says again in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or apostles or Apollos, rather, or Cephas, or the world of life and death, are things between parents and or things to corner, all of are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will do, and it shall be done unto you. John chapter 15 verse number 7. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whosoever ye shall ask the Father, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Yeah.
We find also in John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. Hitherto have ye added nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. We're in the body of Christ. And if you're a member of the church of Christ, you become a member by hearing the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, believing that Hebrews 11 and 6, repenting of your sins, Luke 13 and 3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10 and 32, and being buried in the water grave of baptism for the remission, wiping away all your past sins, rise there up a new creation in Christ Jesus, then walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Be faithful to the church and die as a faithful Christian in heaven will be your home. And the one thing about it, you can live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth as a true member of the body of Christ. Listen, we don't go this way one time. Amen. If we don't do it right this one time, you're going to hell. And you're going to be in a whole lot of hell right here on earth, too. You're going to have problems after problem after problem on earth if you're not living and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And when you're in Christ Jesus, and if you sin, get it right. Don't just wallow in that sin. Get it right. Repent.
Amen.
Stop it. And ask for forgiveness of God and have your sins wiped away through prayer and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. And heaven will be your home. You know, people be worried about a life on earth. Well, the life is, I got to make so much money to live the best life I can live on earth. I got to have some money, some stuff, some things, and all that kind of stuff, and some jewelry, and some good suits, and good dress, and good cars, and everything else. I got to have all that, and I can live the best life on earth. You're lying. You might have some stuff, but if you don't get Christ first, you will never live the right life here on earth. And you'll never be blessed on earth until you obey the gospel. Why do you think the Bible is here on earth? There's only one Bible. It's here on the earth. And that one Bible says the same thing that Jesus said for you to do. To hear the word, Acts 15:7. Believe it, repent of your sins. Believe it, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your sins, Luke 13:3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins, Acts 2:37-38. And then you walk and be faithful in the church till the day that Jesus takes you back from here. Amen? And you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die after death, meet judgment, and then go to heaven and walk on the golden streets of heaven eternally. A lot of times people forget about that, what's happening. You know, you're going to go somewhere eternally when you die here on Earth. You're going to go to heaven or you're going to hell. You're going to go to the waiting station for heaven, or you're going to be waiting for a waiting station for hell to be burned everlastingly. Amen? Or you can go to heaven and walk on the streets of gold everlastingly. Amen. With God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen? But a lot of people could care less about heaven or hell. Anything, they just want to do the best they can do here on this earth. And they don't think they're going nowhere, to heaven or hell. They just live a good life on here and be somewhere. I don't know where they think they're going. But we got to go to one or two of them. You may as well tear out the judgment day out of the Bible then. Throw that book away then. Yes, it's going to be a judgment day. And everybody's going to be judged that have ever lived on this planet earth. Amen? And you got to go one of two places, heaven or hell. You can't go halfway to heaven. You know, somebody says there's a place that's near heaven. It ain't in heaven, but you can go to that place. That's a lie. There's only two places you can go after you die, heaven or hell. Amen, Lord. And that's all you got to chance to do. And then we have to do the right thing here on planet Earth. You know, it's more and more difficult, especially in a country like now, in America. You know, you've been given the right. A man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Man gave them a right in the United States of America that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Now, where in the ham sandwich did you find that? Is it in the Bible? There's only one Bible. Amen. It's an international book. And whenever you read it, you find that God created the woman for who? The man.
That's it.
God didn't want a man to marry a man. What are you going to do? I know it's very freaky to think about what two men be doing or two women even be doing. Amen? God created the woman for the man. And if anybody got to straighten this out, it's got to be the man. Because God created the man, then he created the woman. Took a rib from Adam and created Eve. Amen?
Yeah.
And we as men in this world, we're going to have to let that thing stay and teach it and do it and let the women know that, look, they need a man, not another woman. And a man needs a woman, not another man. If God wanted man to have a man, he wouldn't have created Eve. He would have created Steve and brought him to Adam. Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. It's Adam and Eve. God wanted man to have the woman. And he told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Amen? What can two men do? They can't do that. They might be fruitful, but it's the wrong kind of fruit they're going to put out there. They're going to have manure everywhere. Amen, Walls? They can't create no baby. Amen. Amen. You know, a guy that used to be gay, and I converted him in the church. He said, yeah, he said he used to be having sex with another boy, and he'd just be having bowel movements everywhere in the bed, everywhere else. Amen? And he said he's just thankful that he could change. You see what I'm talking about? And that's what the problem is in America. Nobody wants to step up and just tell the truth about what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, do whatever you want to do. That's a lie. God never allowed man to do whatever he wanted to do. God gave him instructions on what, and under the law, if you didn't follow the instructions under the law, you were stoned to death. Amen. And look here, we're baptized and we got a chance to repent. If you obey the gospel of the Bible and become a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, you become a member of that. When you sin, you can ask for forgiveness and stop sinning and keep moving on along. And God will bless you. Amen. It looked like as though if we were living under the law, it'd be more people doing right now, I'm sure, in America than it is now. Be a whole lot more. But you need a stone of death or something that you were killed. Amen? For disobeying God's word. Amen? And right now, you're going to be punished right now and everything, but it's not the type of thing that the leadership and people had to do to that did to them under the law. Amen? You live the best life you could ever live on planet Earth and then die and go to heaven and live eternally walking on streets of gold. Amen? Amen. We've got to understand that. And how do you do that? There's only one church in the Bible. One church in the Bible. Read your Bible. There's one church in the Bible. Christ died for it. Shed his blood. Was hung on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And we must become a member of the church that Christ came here and gave his life for it, that we all might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. You can live the most blessed life you could have ever lived by hearing the words, Acts 15:7, believing it, Hebrews 11:6, repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and being buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise that from a new creation in Christ Jesus and walk in the footsteps of Christ. Amen. In the only church that's written in the Bible. And it is the Church of Christ. It's the only church in the Bible. And the only church that you can go to heaven in. All these other churches, Satan going to put them out there for you because he wants you to go to hell as best you can. Amen? Yeah. Feel good. Go to the Sunday morning nightclub church. All the music and boom banging and singing and carrying on. You come out of the Saturday night nightclub and go to the Sunday morning nightclub up in the church and be boom banging and singing like you're going crazy. And you're on the way to hell. Amen. Bible says in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart, your mind, unto the Lord. Get all of the instruments and everything. You know, people enjoy going to church with the Sunday morning nightclub. The Sunday morning, they come out of the Saturday night nightclub and the Friday night nightclub, and go Sunday morning to the nightclub up there and just enjoy all that boom banging and singing and carrying on up in there. Amen. Little word of God and all. Amen. And why don't you build up out to do it? You are to sing, Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. God gave us some beautiful voices. Amen. Well, how do you think the instruments got their sounds from? From the human voice. And when people sing to the Lord with their voices, that is the most beautiful singing you could ever do. Amen. Because it's coming from the heart, your mind, and you feel and you understand those words, speaking to yourselves in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart, your mind, unto the Lord. Amen. And worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Yeah. If anything make you feel good, the Bible will make you feel good when you repent and obey the gospel of Christ. Amen. And when you hear what Jesus has taught us and told us, it is most wonderful to you. Amen. And now churches have become Sunday morning nightclubs. Got organs, piano, and everything up in there. Some good singers and everything else going there. Got that beat going on up in there and all that kind of stuff. Even the so-called minister stand up in the pulpit and he'll just start singing a song. Get the choir to sing a song. Get that organ and everything, guitars and get the drums going. The boom banging up in there. It's a Sunday morning nightclub. Amen. And that's not what God said. Ephesians 5:19, the Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Amen? That's what he wants to do. He told us to preach the word. Preach that which is in the Bible. You preach that word, that gospel, through the church. Amen? And you know, that God's word that you're preaching God, not your word, but God's word to them. Amen? And you know what the power of that word will do? It'll cut. It'll change. It'll make them repent. Make them obey the gospel when you preach the word of God. Amen? We've got to keep doing it, brother, in a time like this in America that we have now. I mean, America is in terrible state now. We're headed to hell as a nation. But everybody in the nation ain't going to hell, but it is that way, you know. Now look at the age group we got coming up now. It was the crowd when they were little kids in elementary school, or even in kindergarten. They said that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman, and now that's a law. Now you just watch how this thing blew up. We're the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And we're going to lose a lot of young people. We've got to keep preaching that doctrine of Christ. God created the woman for the man. Amen.
Amen.
Be fruitful. Multiply the earth. Replenish it and subdue it. What can two men do? They can replenish the earth. What can two women do? They cannot replenish the earth. Amen. We just need a new Sodom and Gomorrah if we don't change. We better keep it right. And we've got to stand in the midst of this holistic generation that we got coming up now to preach the gospel. Amen. Preach it in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? He said, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, teachers themselves, teachers having itching ears. And that's happening. That's happening right now. Amen.
Right.
Even in the churches of Christ, it's happening. They want to get somebody that's going to make them feel good and tell them some good stuff.
Yeah.
Not that doctrine. Not that they're going to believe. Hey, if you don't hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, you're going to hell. And if you already heard, believe, repent, confess, and was baptized, and you're out there living like a sinner now, you got to repent and get right. They don't want to hear that. A lot of folks don't want it here, but we better keep preaching it. Amen.
Yeah.
Because it's God's word. And when you preach God's word, it goes into action. Well, there's somebody online who wanted to question or say something?
Amen.
So, Josh, was there anybody that tried to get in?
Yeah.
No. Anybody trying to get in?
No, nobody's trying to get in. Not as I know of.
Okay, I thought I heard another voice in there. But that's what we've got to try to keep on doing now. And it's getting worse and worse in America. So we've got to provocatively preach and teach the doctrine of Christ. Amen? Now, so I say, why you got to keep on doing it? You got to keep on doing it if you want to go to heaven, number one. And number three, you got to preach it to save souls. Amen? Because you have to understand, that's not our word. That's God's word. Amen? And God told us to preach the word. The instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? Because the time will come that men don't want to hear nothing about no gospel. Amen? And you can see it in a lot of churches right now. You can see it in a lot of churches. They don't want to hear that. I see facial expression like they're telling me to go to hell. You know, when I get to preaching some straight up doctrine. Amen?
Yeah.
They want to come and feel good. Amen? And in these real churches, they want that organ, that drum, and all that music up in there, and they don't want to hear too much from their so-called preacher if he starts telling the truth. Amen?
Yeah.
And these real churches, hit that organ, hit that drums, and all that, and y'all get to sing, get that choir singing in there. Make them feel good like they're at a Sunday morning nightclub.
Yeah.
So, amen. We've got to go to sing, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Five orders of worship service. Amen. And you just can't sing the whole worship service. No. You have your singing, you have your praying, you have your breaking of bread, passing the plate, and preaching. Amen. And you have those. You have it very instructively. Amen. And preach the doctrine of Christ. And he told us never to stop preaching the gospel of Christ. There's only one church in the Bible. Amen. One church in the Bible. Amen. That's what Jesus came down there and established. One church. In order to become a member of that church, you got to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it, Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission, for the cleansing of all your past sins. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Rise up from a new creation in Christ Jesus and walk until you die in the footsteps of Jesus. And heaven will be your home. Amen? That's what the Bible commanded us to do. And now, here on, especially on the earth, now you can do anything you want to do. Just kind of flop in a church house somewhere with a big Saturday morning, Sunday morning nightclub in there, singing and acting crazy and carrying on, preach up and yelling and screaming and everything. Ain't saying much about the Bible, just saying God all day long, and everything got people feeling good. On the way to hell. The Bible told us to preach the word.
That's
be it in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men is not or will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heat to themselves, teachers have an itch in ears, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. And that's what's going on in a lot of churches. A lot of fables. A lot of favors. Name it whatever you want to name it. This is my church. The church, the only church in the Bible is the Church of Christ.
Because
Christ did and gave his blood for it. Amen? And we have to do as told us to do. Amen? And live that life and die that life and heaven be our home. And the most wonderful thing about it is this. When you live that life, you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth.
That
is dying. I remember Sister Nina Lewis. She lived to be over 100 years old. And she just said, she was smiling on her deathbed. I'm going to see Jesus. I'm going to see Jesus. Amen. First time I ever saw that die like that, she's going to see, and she was faithful. Lived to be over 100 years old. And was walking down to the church there in Madisonville, Texas. Amen.
Amen.
And was faithful. You know, and we got to understand that the best life you could live on church or on earth now is a member of the body of Christ, living right, living right, doing what God has commanded us to do. Amen. And you can live a wonderful life your own faith. Amen. Now, in the world of churches, they tell you it depends on how much you give and how frequently are you there and how much you're promoting the so-called preacher in the pulpit there, he'll tell you go to heaven then. If you give plenty of money and be every time he tells people to get there, something like that, and support whatever he's talking about supporting his day, you going to heaven then. He's a liar. You got to do what God said. You got to hear the word. Acts 15 and 7. Believe it. Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. And then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. And then you become a member of the only church that's in the Bible. Then you walk right. Amen. As the Bible guides you the right way and live right. And you'll be blessed greater than you ever could have been blessed on planet Earth and then die and go to heaven. Amen, Walt? Amen. That's what that's what it tells us to do. The Bible tells us to do. But you get in a country like America, it gets a little rough, even on members members of the Church of Christ. They're kind of sneaking out and living like the world and doing like the world, amen, because they want to have some good time. You know, the best time you could ever have is being a Christian and walking in the footsteps of Jesus. You can live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. And gloriously leave America. Now, if you're here tonight and you're close to the Church of Christ, get over there this Wednesday and get over there Sunday. You can go whenever you can. That Wednesday night, you're baptized on Wednesday night. You know the gospel, you hear Acts 15 and 7, believe, Hebrews 11 and 6, repent of your sins, Luke 13 and 3, confess Christ be the Son of God, Matthew 10 and 32, and then be buried in the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise from a new creation in Christ Jesus and walk in the footsteps of Jesus and be faithful to the only church that's in the Bible, the church of Christ. If there's someone on here that's close to any one of us, just give us a call. Or just go to the Church of Christ nearest you and obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late for your soul. May God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen, amen,
amen.
And we like to say good night, brethren, and all those that are listening.
Yes, sir. And to our radio audience, from Brother
Williams,
God bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.